What's next on immigration? I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The House is expected to vote on two immigration bills today.
I'm hopeful we'll pass one of the two to close the legal loopholes, which will actually keep families together and not separated.
That's Texas Republican Michael McCaul. Wisconsin Democrat Mark Polkan says President Trump's executive action didn't settle anything.
Donald Trump finally caved to enormous public pressure, saying he will no longer separate children and parents, but he won't fix the 2,300 children who are currently separated at all. That's not in the executive order.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says the focus is now on Congress.
Congress has the authority and responsibility to make the law of the land and to fix the immigration system.
It remains clear what will happen with the more than 2,000 children who have been separated from their parents at the border with Mexico in recent weeks. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.